there may be some positions where the backups are just not playable. And that makes sense. If you bring in 70 transfers, I mean, you get one shot at transferring, right? You get your one free transfer. Are you going to sign up to go be a backup somewhere if they bring in a guy in front of you? So Colorado's got to stay healthy, and they may have a chance to exceed their win total, but they also could – they got to stay healthy early.
Yeah, the other side of that is that they had a whole bunch of starters that shouldn't have been playing last year.
Yeah.
So I was telling Tim, you know, why I'm so bullish on them over 3.5 is because a lot of these kids are from the southeastern United States, and I, as the coach at South Florida, I recruited a whole lot of those kids. They didn't all come to South Florida, but like we were in heated battles. So he has some guys that can really play that love football. But I'm with you. Depth is a major concern. Also, the level of quarterback play in that conference is really good.
It really is. The top six teams all have a quarterback situation that I think you feel somewhere between decent to amazing about, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with Oregon State. Now, Aiden Childs is a true freshman at Oregon State. I'm not saying he's going to beat out DJ, but it really wouldn't shock me if he did beat out DJU, the Clemson transfer who went to Oregon State. And I'm just going to bet on Chip Kelly figuring it out with one of the three quarterbacks that he has in the house. Like, when's the last time Chip Kelly had bad quarterback play at the college level?
It's Garbers. It's the
Dante Moore.
Dante Moore, the five-star recruit. They brought the kid from Schley.
Colin Schley. Colin Schley, who was a little bit banged up in the spring. And I think they will battle this out. But if Garbers is your floor quarterback at UCLA, I think you feel fairly good. I mean, for me, I did bet some UCLA to make the playoff 40-1, which seems wild, but you know, small unit on that. Their question is O-line depth. But I can paint you a picture with their schedule. If they stay healthy up front, they don't have to dip into that poor, you know, O-line depth.
No Oregon, no Washington.
Right. So maybe they make a run.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. This is two straight days now because Colin Wilson was in here yesterday. He's high on UCLA. I had Stanford Steve on my podcast. He's high on UCLA. Now, Stanford Steve, he's not shy about it. He and Chip Kelly are buds.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
Hey, very pleasant good evening to you. Good great afternoon and wherever you may be. I'm in the Mountain Time Zone where it's about 6:20, 5:20 back in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Aviators are getting set to play game four of their six-game series against the Angels AAA team. They're the Salt Lake Bees, and the series began on Tuesday with an 11-8 Las Vegas win, and then rain washed out the game two the following day. But then yesterday they played a doubleheader. The Aviators lost a tough game in game one. They had a 4-1 lead and saw it get away and lost in extra innings 5-4. But then they put a big exclamation mark in the nightcap and steamrolled Salt Lake by a score of 11-1. The Aviators, who are having the biggest series right now, Max Schumann, the infielder-outfielder, 8-for-12 with a couple of home runs and a triple. And also Yoel Pozo, who's 8-for-12 with a home run of his own. Kyle McCann was 4-for-4 in last night's nightcap as well. For today, the starting pitchers, righty Adrian Martinez, 0-5 with an 8.67 ERA. He did throw three scoreless innings against Reno last time. Manager Fran Reardon says he'll go about 4 or 60 to 65 pitches today. And most likely Trey Supack will be one of the pitchers coming in after him. Luis Ledo, L-E-D-O, will start for Salt Lake. Leto's from the Dominican Republic. He has a 3-3 record of 4.88 ERA. And the one time he faced Las Vegas this year, back on May 18th, he beat them with five shutout innings, allowing just four hits. He walked four, struck out three, and got the victory there. Our pregame guest, and they've got a fireworks night here in Salt Lake, so they expect a huge crowd. Our pregame guest, Daniel Murphy. Murphy, you may remember, was a member of the New York Mets. He moved on to the Washington Nationals and a couple of other teams. A 296 career major league hitter. And at age 38, He is still active now with the Salt Lake Bees after taking a couple of years off from baseball entirely to regroup and kind of recharge the batteries. Anyway, he's an interesting character, and he has a different perspective on things, and he's our pregame guest, Daniel Murphy, coming up after this.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Visiting with Daniel Murphy, currently playing for the Salt Lake Bees. Daniel, as you look back on your career, what are some of the things that you have learned, particularly about the quality of persistence and the importance of knowing how to bounce back from adversity? Because I know you've been through injuries and your share of adversity.
Yeah, I think every player in their career, as things aren't always going to go your way, and then as an offensive player in baseball, like the old adage that you're looking to have success 3 out of 10 times, there's something I tell my children that hopefully I was able to learn early on, and I feel like I learned kind of from my father, was like, get ready for the next one, because the next one's coming. And then with that, hopefully you're able to separate the wheat from the chaff from the previous rep that you take. Take the wheat, let the chaff burn off, and get ready for the next one.
Statistically speaking, maybe your single best year was with the Washington Nationals, but you reached the postseason with the Mets, and you still hold the record for most games consecutively hitting a home run in the postseason with 6. Would you point to one of those two things as being perhaps your most memorable moment in the game?
I would say that the postseason run with the Mets that we all were able to be a part of, and I was humbled to be there with such a great group. With the starting pitchers of Jake and Syndergaard and Matt Harvey, Steven Matz, and then David Wright. That, I think, without a doubt, springboarded my success in D.C. You know, what Kevin Long and Pat Rossler were able to help me work on, I would say give me the freedom to really go out there and kind of express myself. K-Long he's kind of explained to him and Pat, is like, you seem to be pretty accurate. Why don't we get better balls to hit and try to be accurate, you know, in the gap and over the fence a bit? And so fortunately I was able to have some success doing that at the end of the 2015 season and then in the postseason, and then, swung the bat well in D.C. With Rick Shue and Dusty was there as well, too, to kind of keep that going and play well for the Nats.
How have you been able to maintain, Daniel, your passion and enthusiasm for the game after all these years?
Well, I took 2 years off, so that'll help. I got a chance to... I stopped playing because I wasn't good enough, and so I have no problem saying that. And I'll let somebody else decide whether or not I'm good enough right now, but I'm fortunate enough to get some at-bats, and I'm very pleased and thankful and grateful for that right now. But taking that time off and coming back and playing was really never on my mind. But I was able to observe the game in a different way. And then, like anything else, when somebody kind of gets into an adventure, you can find that you can go as deep into an adventure as you want. And I did the Revolutionary War. I took a couple classes at my university and finished up my degree. I got to be a husband and a father in a uniquely different way. And then after about 18 months, I seemed to have doubled back to baseball. Hitting specifically, but then also the history of our game, which I was completely, what's the word I would say? I wanted to say naive to, just dumb. I'll just say dumb to. Just didn't have a lot of knowledge of how cool our game is. It's as American as it gets. You have a heavyweight fighter in the pitcher's box, and 60 feet and 6 inches away, you have another heavyweight fighter in the batter's box. The pitcher gets to throw his punch first. We hitters get to throw our punch last, and then all hell breaks loose. And I love it. And I didn't really realize just how much I enjoyed it and how much you can be connected to the Christy Mathewsons of the world. And we've talked about Rube Marquard and Hans Lober, because I was so grateful and so fortunate to play in the same league that those guys did. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing for about the last 10 months or so.
I feel like we could go on for a long time, Daniel, but unfortunately we're out of time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for chatting with us.
Well, cheers. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Daniel Murphy joining us. I'll be back with the starting lineups from Salt Lake City next, right after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, welcome back to Salt Lake. Beautiful evening for baseball here. The starting lineup of the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, the Oakland Athletics AAA team, and our manager, Fran Reardon. They have the same record as Salt Lake, both teams 45 and 47. Las Vegas' second half record is 11 up and 7 down. Leading off at second base, Tyler Wade. Batting second is the right fielder, Ramon Laureano, on Major League Rehab. Hitting in the third slot, the shortstop, Max Schumann. The cleanup man is the DH, Yoel Pozo. Kyle McCann hits fifth. He's catching in this one. In the sixth spot, left fielder Connor Capel. Batting seventh in center field, Lawrence Butler. In the eighth slot, third baseman Brett Harris. And batting ninth at first base, Logan Davidson. On the mound, righty Adrian Martinez, 0-5, an 8.67 ERA on the year. Now the home team, Salt Lake Bees, the Angels, AAA team. The manager's Keith Johnson. They are also 45-47. Their second half record, 8-10. Leading off in right field, Jordan Adams. Batting second, the second baseman, David Fletcher. Hitting third at first base, Daniel Murphy.
cleanup man, the DH, Jared Walsh. Batting fifth at third base, Jack Lopez. In the sixth spot, the shortstop, Levon Soto. In the seventh spot, center fielder, Brett Phillips. Hitting eighth and catching, Chris Oakey. And batting ninth in left field, Jared Oliva. On the mound, righty, Louis Ledo, L-E-D-O. Three up and three down with a 4.88 ERA. That's the pregame show. We invite you to stay tuned now. Exciting Aviators baseball from Salt Lake City next, right after this.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those old Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Snyder's, Nevada-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Snyder's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner, I love this place.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. Get 0% APR for up to 36 months on the 2023 Hyundai Tucson. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealers. Offer ends 7/31/23. Call 714-568-7676 for details.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, here we are in Salt Lake City, moments away from the start of this game. They just finished the national anthem, and the color guard walking off the field toward the first base dugout side, and we're getting set to go. A lot of fans still streaming in here. They had advanced ticket sales, they tell me, of close to 9,000. And then you're going to have your walk-ups, and on a night like tonight, yeah, if by Salt Lake standards it was a hot day, by Las Vegas standards it's a bit of a freeze-out, but around here with this elevation, they don't. When it gets over 100 degrees, the folks here talk about it a lot. But anyway, the fact is that this is Game 4. Game 5 tomorrow will start the same time as this one, and in that one, it'll be a newcomer for the Aviators, who just got added to the roster, Zach Godley. He'll make his Aviators debut tomorrow night against a good left-hander, Kenny Rosenberg, who was 7-5. His ERA is 4.59. And the series and the road trip wrap up with a Sunday evening contest as well. So, Louis Ledo, L-E-D-O, on the mound. He's loosening up right now, getting ready to make his 15th start on the season. He's had 14 games, all of them starts to this point. And Ledo, again, one game against Las Vegas, as I mentioned in the pregame show, and he was excellent. Five shutout innings in that one. And so here we go. Luis Ledo limbering up right now. He's going to face a lineup loaded with guys who have been swinging the bat very well of late, especially. And the Aviators were with 11 runs in the nightcap to get a split, and they've won 3 out of 4 overall. Coming into this one. So now, the Aviators against Luis Ledo. So Ledo, a little bit more about him as we get set to go. He stands at 6'4", listed at 240 pounds. He's 28 years old from La Romana in the Dominican. Was with Salt Lake for part of last year as well. He signed a minor league deal with the Angels in December of 2021. And the last time out, he got his first start of the second half against Sacramento.
And he got his third straight loss, a season high for the Bees. In a game that Salt Lake lost 8-1, he allowed 4 earned runs on 5 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. In that game, going 4 2/3, he threw 96 pitches. The pitch is a strike to Tyler Wade opening up. That was two starts ago. His most recent start, he beat Albuquerque in Albuquerque with 6 shutout innings, giving up just 2 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts, only 63 pitches. His best outing of the year last time out. Fastball inside, ball 1. 1-1 on Tyler Wade. Tyler at 242, 2 home runs, 16 batted in, and coincidentally, both home runs have been hit in this ballpark. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, ripped foul outside first, down toward the Salt Lake bullpen. 1-2 on native Californian Tyler Wade. Wade hit one of those 2 home runs in yesterday's game in the first inning. Off starter Fernando Romero. It was the second game of the doubleheader. Las Vegas scored 7 runs in the first inning and cruised to an 11-1 win to get a split of the doubleheader. There's a little tapper back to the mound. Leto has it go right through his legs. And the second baseman, Fletcher, picks it up, and Wade is safe at first. What looked like a very easy bouncer, but Leto was caught between hops, then the ball rolled right through the proverbial wickets. I don't know if I can remember the last time I saw a ball hit that slowly go through a guy's legs, but Wade is aboard on the error by Leto. And don't bet against Wade trying to run. He's good at it. Here's Ramon Laureano. Wade dances off the bag at first. The pitch. Laureano takes a slider down and away. 82 miles an hour. Ball 1. 1-0. Laureano rehabbing here. He's been in 3 games and he's done just fine. 6-for-8 with a home run that he hit yesterday. Wade off first. Not a big lead at the moment. The pitch. Laureano takes a fastball down and in at 93 miles an hour. 2-0. Tyler Wade stole a base yesterday. Also got caught stealing. When he got caught stealing, he was caught stealing third base in the top of the 8th inning of that game 1 of the doubleheader in extra innings. And he's off first now with a 2-0. Laureano batting right-handed. There goes Wade. Pitch is swung on and grounded foul at the third base side. Strike 1. Wade rounds second and goes back to the bag at first. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1 on Ramon Laureano. Laureano is 5'11", 200 pounds. He just turned 29 less than a week ago. Oakland got him in a trade with the Astros in 2017. He's from the Dominican. 2-11 hitter for Oakland last year with 13 homers, 34 batted in. Coming back from a fractured right hand. That's why he's rehabbing. The pitch is low. 3-1 on Ramon Laureano. Laureano 3-for-5 in this series with a home run. He played game 1 of the doubleheader yesterday. And he had a home run in the 4th inning off starter Cesar Valdez. Here's the 3-1. Wade leads. There's a ground ball up the middle, and it's backhanded there by the second baseman, Fletcher. The throw goes to second base, where Soto hangs on, and Wade is out. That's an excellent play by a major league infielder, David Fletcher. Plenty of time in the big leagues. He went cutting to his right in that ground ball. It looked like it might go through, but Fletcher went way to the third base side of second, made it kind of an awkward backhand flip to Soto, the shortstop, who just got his foot on the bag ahead of Wade. Quite a play by David Fletcher. 4-6 the hard way. 1 out, Wade is off the bases. Laureano at first. Here's Max Schumann. The stretch and the pitch. Max takes a strike in its own 1. Well, you got some really hot hitters. 2-3-4-5. Laureano, who is hitting around 700 in his rehab stint. Schumann is up now. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. Ball 1. 1-1. Schumann is 8-for-12 in this series with 2 home runs and a 2-run triple that he hit in the nightcap of the doubleheader yesterday. And Max hitting .315, 7 homers and 33 batted in. Also 14 doubles and 3 triples. Here's the 1-1 stretch. The pitch is a slow ground ball to short. Grabbed there by Soto, who steps on the bag for 1. Throws to first to complete an inning-ending 6-3 double play. In the Aviators first, no runs, no hits, 1 error, nobody left. And at the end of half an inning, Las Vegas nothing in Salt Lake against Adrian Martinez. Coming up.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, no score to the bottom of the first inning. Adrian Martinez. 6'2", 195, 26 years old from Mexicali, Mexico. Was San Diego property, traded over to the Oakland A's last year. He was signed by the Padres out of Mexico in 2015. He was 18 years old at the time. With the Athletics, he got 12 games last year. His first taste of the big leagues, 12 starts, 4-6 with an ERA over 6. This year in 11 games, all out of the bullpen for Oakland, no record of 5.7 ERA. Had some injury trouble this year. Fastball's high ball one. But Martinez last time out did throw three scoreless innings against Reno. This is probably his best outing of the year. Jordan Adams with a 1-0 count. Gulfport, Mississippi native, takes a swing and a miss. At a 94-mile-an-hour Adrian Martinez fastball 1-1. Bottom of the first, no score. Adams, a really fine-looking prospect. Looks like he can do quite a few things. 4 out of 11 in the series. Hitting .263 with 13 homers, 57 batted in. Breaking ball foul back, 1-2. Adams, followed by David Fletcher and Daniel Murphy. Martinez, three innings last time, as I said, and Fran Reardon told me today they want four innings out of him or 60 to 65 pitches. 1-2 to count on Jordan Adams. Adams, just 23 years old. He'll be 24 in October. And the look, here's the 1-2. Fastball is high at 94. Two balls and two strikes. April of 2022, San Diego and Oakland made a trade. Lefty Sean Manea went to the Padres. Fastball is in there. Strike three called on Jordan Adams. Good pitch. Right at the knees. Adams is out. One out. The batter, David Fletcher. So it was Adrian Martinez going from San Diego to Oakland in exchange for Sean Manea, who also used to pitch for the Aviators at one time. San Diego also got righty Aaron Holiday. And Oakland also got an infielder in that deal, Eurubio Angeles. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Martinez pretty much a three-pitch guy. Fastball 92 to 95. Good changeup, a sweepy slider. Here's the strike one to Fletcher, hitting .263. The pitch is a little low. Actually, they still have Jordan Adams' batting average still up on the board. Fletcher's hitting .384 with a home run and 25 batted, and two out of five in this series. Bases empty, one out. In the bottom of the first, no score. The stretch by Adrian Martinez, and the pitch is a soft liner to second. That's caught by Tyler Wade as he fades into the shallow part of the outfield. So Martinez throwing some quality pitches to the first couple of hitters. Two outs for Daniel Murphy. Las Vegas defensively for game four of this six-game series. Vegas has won two out of three coming into this one. Logan Davidson at first. Tyler Wade at second. Max Schumann, the shortstop at third base. Brett Harris. Connor Capel in left. Lawrence Butler in center. Ramon Laureano in right. Kyle McCann. Catching for Adrian Martinez. Here is Daniel Murphy, the pitch. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1 at 95 miles an hour. Want to thank Murphy, the ex-Met, ex-Washington National, also time in the Cubs and Rockies organization, for being our pregame guest today. Quite an interesting chat with Daniel Murphy, 38 years old. He's been through a lot of injuries, some surgeries, and he's had a very good career. He's got a .296 career Major League batting average. Here's the strike one pitch, and he swings, and it's a bounding ball to first on a changeup, grabbed by Logan Davidson, who steps on the bag, and Murphy, who is hitting .316, grounds out to first, and Salt Lake goes in order in the first inning against Adrian Martinez, who looks good out of the starting gate. At the end of one in Salt Lake, there's no score.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
This is Garrett Acton with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
All right, welcome back after your one inning, no score. Again, fireworks after this game, fireworks after tomorrow night's game, fireworks after Sunday game. Three straight fireworks nights here, and they've sold a boatload of tickets. So here we go. Top of the second, no score. Venezuelan designated hitter Yoel Pozo swings late and misses at a Luis Leto fastball, strike one. It's 0-1 on Pozo, 93 miles an hour. Pozo having another great series, 8-for-12 with a home run, and here's the pitch. He takes it down and in, fastball. It's 1-1. Pozo, .322 now, 8 homers and 36 batted in. He could always hit. He hit well at Round Rock, and he's hitting well this year. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Sliders up and away at 83, 2 balls and a strike. Pozo with Kyle McCann on deck, and then Connor Capel. So with Laureano, Schumann, Pozo, and McCann hitting back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Those are some hot hitters. Here's the 2-1 now. Pozo fouls it back. 2-2, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, Laureano is a hot hitter. 6-for-9 in his rehab stint. Schumann is 8-for-13 in the series. Pozo's 8-for-12 in the series. And McCann, who's on deck, was 4-for-4 yesterday and is 5-for-8 in this series. Top of the second, no score. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luis Leto, wearing number 43, looks into Chris Oakey in the pitch. It's a low fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Ball picked up by Oakey off the ground. He tosses it down to Daniel Murphy to complete the strikeout. First strikeout for Leto. Sinking fastball really was in the dirt. And every once in a while, Pozo will chase those. And there's one out. First strikeout for Leto. As I said, here's Kyle McCann. 4-for-4 with 3 singles and a double in last night's doubleheader nightcap as Las Vegas cruised to an 11-1 win. He takes a pitch low. 1-0. Changeup. McCann, with his 4-for-4, kicked his average all the way up to .291. 11 homers and 36 batted in. He's also got 13 doubles. One out. Nobody on. Top of the second. No score. And McCann takes a knee-high strike at 95. Good pitch. 1-1. Aviators first base coach is the assistant hitting coach, Todd Takeyoshi. And at third, standing in the sunshine, Fran Reardon. 1-1. The pitch to McCann on the way from Leto. And it's a fastball foul back at 94 miles an hour. 1-2. Connor Capel on deck. Plate umpire is Tanner Dobson. The first base umpire is the other Tanner, Tanner Moore. Then the third base ump is the crew chief of this group, Jacob Metz, M-E-T-Z. 1-2 on Georgia native Kyle McCann. He swings and misses at a low cutter at 88 miles an hour. So Lato got the shot out in the first inning, and he strikes out the first two here for his first two strikeouts of the game. And the batter's Connor Capel now. Lato never faced the Aviators prior to this year. And he made that one really good start, as I told you, against them. Here's the pitch. And a fastball foul back by Capel at 93 miles an hour. Strike one. Capel, 1 out of 7 in the series. His average, .288. 5 homers and 27 batted in, plus 11 stolen bases for the native of Katy, Texas. The 0-1 on the way. And that's foul back. Fastball at 96. 0-2. And Capel. Lawrence Butler is on deck. Defensively, Salt Lake with Daniel Murphy at first. David Fletcher at second. The shortstop, Levon Soto. At third base, Jack Lopez. Jared Oliva in left. Britt Phillips in center. Jordan Adams in right. Chris Oakey catching. Time is called. Something is not right with Luis Lato. He's stomping around a back slope of the mound, looking rather unsettled and a bit distressed. And so the Salt Lake athletic trainer, Jonathan Fierro, is out there to talk to him to see what's up. Manager Keith Johnson is out there, and the pitching coach, Darren Ebert. Top of the second, no score. After he struck out McCann for the second out of the inning, Lato got ahead of Connor Capel, 0-2, and suddenly there was some indication that something was not right with him physically. He is talking now to Jonathan Fierro, and the conversation continuing. Oakey, Murphy, Fletcher, Soto, and Lopez are all there. And the discussion is ongoing. Plate umpire Tanner Dobson is out there also. This, of course, is giving some stragglers a chance to take their seats. Some of the folks just arriving here. Anyway, the conversation, I think, is getting ready to break up. But the question is, will Luis Lato be able to continue? And the conversation, you know, usually the longer these things go, the more of a chance that the pitcher's going to come out, especially considering the fact that Lato, at least up until now, is not throwing any warm-ups. Sometimes a pitcher gets hurt, something happens, they want him to throw some warm-ups to see how he feels. They're not doing that, at least not yet. The long discussion on the mound. Now he's going to leave. Yep, here he goes. So Luis Lato, we don't know the exact nature of the issue, and we are likely not to find out until either late tonight or tomorrow. But he's walking off with Salt Lake B athletic trainer Jonathan Fierro walking to his right as they get into the dugout. So Salt Lake needs a new pitcher. And because this is an injury-related pitching change, whoever the new pitcher is going to have all the warm-ups that his heart desires before he comes in. A couple of jackets coming off in the bullpen. Reyes Moranta, the big man, can't miss him at 265 pounds. He may be the one. He just took his jacket off. And the count 0-2 on Connor Capel. We got a pitching change here in the top of the second inning. No score between the Aviators and the Salt Lake Bees. I'll be back right after these words.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The clash here is between the Las Vegas Aviators and the Salt Lake Bees as Reyes Moranta from Santiago in the Dominican Republic, 30-year-old righty, 5'10", 265 pounds, limbering up with Chris Oki. So the starter, Luis Leto, goes an inning and two-thirds, no runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, and we don't know exactly what the injury to Leto was. And again, we won't know until either late tonight or tomorrow, most likely tomorrow. But Moranta will come in. Moranta has a record coming in of one win and one loss in 17 games, all in relief. He's got a pair of saves. His ERA is 3.92. He's made a few outings against Las Vegas this year and has pitched well against them. This year for Salt Lake, 20 and two-thirds innings, only 13 hits. So the league is only hitting 176 against Moranta. He's allowed three homers, walked 15, struck out 31. He inherits an 0-2 count on Connor Capel. Moranta, big league time with the Giants and the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks and the Angels earlier this year. Got into two games with the Angels, just an inning and a third. Here's the pitch. Capel takes a slider in the dirt, one ball and two strikes. For Moranta, it's also his second appearance of the series. He worked an inning and a third in game one on Tuesday, game that Las Vegas won 11-8. He allowed no runs on a hit. The hit was a base hit by Pozo. He walked one with no strikeouts. Pitch in the dirt. It's 2-2 on Connor Capel. Top of the second, no score. So, looks like it's unintentionally a bullpen day for Salt Lake. Two balls and two strikes on Connor Capel. Left-handed batter, right-handed reliever Reyes Moranta. Line drive down the right field line. That's a fair ball headed for the corner. Adams in pursuit. Capel on his way to second base. Adams fires towards second. Capel in standing with a double. Aviators have their first hit of the game, and it's off reliever Reyes Moranta for Connor Capel. That's his seventh double. Fastball belt high in the inside half, and he hit it hard. So Moranta came in with an 0-2 count, got it to 2-2, and Capel smacked that double. And here's Lawrence Butler, the Aviators' left-handed hitting center fielder. Butler is only 1-for-11 in the series, but the one hit was a home run, a three-run home run in the seven-run first inning of the nightcap of the doubleheader. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. Butler at 250 in six games. He's been with the team for about a week, 24 at-bats. Two homers, one in Las Vegas, one last night, as I mentioned. The pitch is inside, 1-1. Butler, though, already has nine RBIs in six games. Got an RBI chance now. Capel at second, two down. Butler waiting on the 1-1. It's a big bounding ball to first. It kicks off Murphy to the second baseman, Fletcher, who can't pick it up. And everybody's safe. Capel stops at third. Big chopper. Murphy went to field it. Looked like he was caught between hops, and it glanced off of him. Fletcher came in, tried to pick it up. Even if he'd picked it up, I don't know they would have had Butler. Butler runs well. That's an error charge to Daniel Murphy. So Capel at third, Butler at first. Two outs, and here's Las Vegas right-handed hitting third baseman Brett Harris hitting in the eighth slot. Harris hitting 250, 5-for-20. No homers in one RBI since coming up from AA Midland where he was hitting around 280. Throw to first, and Butler is back in there. Butler has three steals without being caught in just six games, so they know he can go. Capel at third. Butler at first, held on by Murphy. Top of the second, no score. Moranta from the stretch. And the pitch to Brett Harris is a pitch out. Butler not going. Throw to first by Oki, the catcher. And Butler back in there. So to try a pitch out, 1-0. Moranta, a few years ago, was one of the mainstays out of the San Francisco Giants bullpen. In 2018, he got into 69 games, 5-2 with a very nice 2.49 ERA. He was just as good the next year, and he got into 56 games for the Giants in 2019. There's a strike to Harris, 1-1. He was 3-7, his ERA 2.86. Then the Dodgers had him briefly last year, and he was at Oklahoma City for part of the year. And the Diamondbacks, they had him for part of last year. And now the Angels. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Harris swings at a fastball, fouls it back 93 miles an hour. 0-1. Maranta is from a tiny town called Quinigua, which is in the Villa Gonzalez district of the Santiago province of the Dominican Republic. Very poor town. Here's the 1-2, throw to first base, scrambling back in there, standing up as Butler. No score, top of the second. And Maranta described his hometown as being indeed a very poor town with not many resources, but he said, we never lacked food. His father milked cows in the morning and drove a truck. And his mom worked in a cigarette factory. He's the youngest of five. Here's the 1-2. There goes Butler. Pitches inside. No throw by the catcher, Oki. And Butler steals second. So Butler now 4-for-4 in steals. The count is 2-2 on Harris. And the Aviators now have 113 steals and been caught just 25 times as a team this year. So a base hit by Harris could drive in two. Harris yesterday 1-for-3 with a walk and a run score. 2-2 pitch. Is a breaking ball outside at 79 miles an hour. 3-2. Reyes tried out with the Yankees and Pirates, but not as a pitcher, as a catcher and third baseman. And later on, learn how to pitch. 3-2, two outs, second and third. Maranta stretches the payoff. Breaking ball, grounded to the hole, it's short. It's picked up by Soto, who plants and throws in the dirt, and it's dug out on the backhand side by Daniel Murphy. Good play by Murphy to dig that one out. Otherwise, two runs would have scored. The Aviators in the second get no runs, one hit. There was one error. Salt Lake has now made two errors in the game. Two men left on base, and at the end of an inning and a half, there's no score.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the second, no score. Game four of a six-game series. Las Vegas has won two of the first three games. Adrian Martinez worked a 1-2-3 first inning, throwing just 10 pitches. So in the bottom of the second, looking at the middle of the Salt Lake order, Jared Walsh, Jack Lopez, and Levon Soto. Fastball, little high ball, one to Walsh, 1-0. Jared Walsh, one of several veterans on the team. He is 9 days away from his 30th birthday. He's had several good years in the big leagues. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Dribble foul to the right of the plate. One ball and one strike. 82-mile-an-hour changeup with some nice sink on it. Walsh for Salt Lake is hitting .254 in 63 at-bats. Three homers and 12 batted in. In this series, he's one out of nine. He's DHing in this game. Bottom of the second, no score. The 1-1 to Walsh from Adrian Martinez. Fastball swung on and missed. Tailing fastball at 91. It's 1-2. First time Adrian Martinez has faced Salt Lake this year. The pitch grounded foul outside first. Another changeup. 1-2. He's faced Albuquerque, El Paso, and Reno all multiple times. Sacramento once. Oklahoma City once. But last time out against Reno, just 6 days ago, one of his best outings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He came back with a fastball. He got Walsh. A chest-high pitch at 93 miles an hour. So Martinez has two strikeouts, one out of the bottom of the second, no score in the game, and the right-handed hitting third baseman Jack Lopez comes up. In that game against Reno, Martinez had no decision. He went three innings, allowed no runs, two hits. He walked one, struck out one. And here's Jack Lopez. Lopez squares to bunt, takes a pitch a little high, ball one, 1-0. Jack Lopez from Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico, 30 years old, 5'10", listed at just 160 pounds, a little right-handed batter. And so Lopez starts off this game hitting 301 in 196 at-bats, four homers and 38 batted in. He's 4-for-8 in this series. Pitch taken low, changeup, 2-0 on Lopez. Levon Soto is on deck. Aviators looking to make it 3 out of 4, and if they win this game, they'll balance the books in the season series against Salt Lake. They are 7-8 against Salt Lake entering this one this year. Pitch is a little low, 3-0. And all time, if the Aviators win this game, they will tie their all-time 29-year-long record against Salt Lake. The Aviators have won 227. Salt Lake has won 228. It's that close. There's a strike, 3-1. Again, Salt Lake Bees open up this ballpark in 1994. They were the Buzz. Then they were the Stingers. And now they're the Bees. The 3-1 to Lopez. Martinez ready his pitch. And that fastball swung on and missed at 93. He's come back from a 3-0 count to make it 3-2 on Lopez. Martinez wearing 55. Now he's got McCann setting up on the outside half. The pitch is in there. Strike three call. Martinez was behind 3-0. Got a called strike, a swinging strike, and a knee-high called strike and a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Some fancy pitching there. So Martinez off to a nice start. He's retired all five with three strikeouts and nothing hit out of the infield. A soft liner to second and a ground ball to first. Here's Soto, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Soto hitting 216 and 111 at-bats. No homers and 19 batted in. He swings and fouls one back, strike one. Soto 3 out of 12 in this series. One strike to count. Soto swings late at that fastball. He blew it right by him at 95, just a little bit above the belt, center cut. Two strikes on Soto. Soto's from Valencia, Venezuela. 23 years old. Another rather slender player in the Salt Lake team. He's also listed as just 160 pounds, same as Jack Lopez. Same height, too, 5'10". Now, Martinez has been called for a pitch clock violation. So the count goes from 0-2 to 1-2. Now he's ready with a 1-2 to Soto. Up and in with that fastball at 94. Moving him back, there's a little chin music. 2-2 on Levon Soto. Adrian Martinez. Brian Corey says they've been working a lot with certain aspects of Martinez mechanics to try to get him back into last year's form. Change up is low. And it's now 3-2 on Soto. Most of the infield is covered in shadow now, but behind Martinez, the batter's eye, there's a lot of sunshine, so it's a little tricky for the hitters to see. Here's the 3-2 to Levon Soto. Martinez throws. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. This is one of the best starts Martinez has gotten off to probably since last year. He strikes out the side. He's retired all six, and he struck out four of the six through two innings. At the end of two complete in Salt Lake, there's no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
We go to the third inning now. No score. Reliever Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, Morunta, facing the number nine hitter in the Aviators' order, opening up the third. The switch hitting first baseman, Logan Davidson. Then the top of the order, Tyler Wade and Ramon Laureano. Here's the pitch from Morunta, way outside, ball one. Davidson, 282, two homers, 20 batted in. 0 for 2 in the series thus far. Switch hitter batting left-handed, fastballs up and in, 2-0. Davidson, 6'3", 210, 25 years old, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Went to Clemson, Oakland's top round draft pick in 2019. After spending nearly 3 years in Midland, curveball up and away, 3-0. He got better every year. 2021, his first year in Midland, he only hit 212. Then last year, he lifted it up to 253 with 14 home runs. He was hitting better than that this year when he got called up to Las Vegas. He was hitting in the 290s. So they decided to release Dermis Garcia to give Logan Davidson a chance at AAA. Pitches inside, ball four. First walk allowed by Morunta. And the batter, Tyler Wade. Wade hit a slow ground ball that somehow got through the legs of Luis Leto for an error. And Wade was forced out by Laureano. Tyler's 0 for 1. Third baseman Lopez on the grass in case Wade bunts, and the pitch is a changeup outside, ball one, 1-0. Going through a series of signs. Third base box, Fran Reardon. Wade looks him over. Steps back in and looks at a knee-high strike at 92 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Morunta stretches and throws. Off-speed pitch outside at 74 miles an hour. 2-1. Wade drafted at a high school by the Yankees 10 years ago in the fourth round. Born in Murrieta, California. 28 years old. Lopez on the infield grass. Davidson at first. A short lead held on by Murphy. The pitch is a fastball. Foul back. 2-2. Top of the third. No score. Wade had big league time with the Yankees briefly in 2017, 30 games. 2018, 36 games. 2019, 43 games, where he hit 245. 2020, 52 games, where he hit 170. He checks his swing and takes it low, 3-2. And the Angels picked him up. He got into 67 games with the Angels last year. Hit just 215 with a home run, 8 batted in. He actually played for Salt Lake, but only 4 bats. And now Oakland for Tyler Wade. Pitches inside. He draws a walk. So Morunta normally good control, has walked Davidson and Wade to open up the Las Vegas third. Barranta came in when the starter Luis Leto was injured after striking out Kyle McCann while pitching to Connor Capel. Barranta came in, gave up a double to Capel, and Butler reached on an error by first baseman Daniel Murphy, and that got Capel to third, and Butler stole second, but Brett Harris grounded out to finish the inning. But in this inning, the walk to Davidson, followed by a walk to Wade. Now here's Laureano. Laureano, 3-for-6 in this series with a home run. Hit into a force play, and a good play by second baseman Fletcher, going way to his right to the third base side of second to get the bounding ball. Pitches way outside, ball one. One and one, Ramon Laureano. Davidson off second. Wade, great speed off of first. Barranta stretches, a look back at Davidson. Now he comes to Laureano, who swings and misses, and the ball gets away from Oki. And the runners move up 90 feet. Davidson to third, Wade to second. We'll wait on a ruling on that one. The count is one and one on Laureano. We have not heard yet wild pitch or pass ball. But Davidson is at third. Wade is at second. Nobody out, top of the third. Aviator's first offensive threat. Infield in for Salt Lake with nobody out. Laureano takes a 1-1 pitch low. Ball two, 2-1. Barranta checking signs. Infield in tight for Salt Lake all the way around. Second and third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Laureano tried to hold up on a high pitch. They appealed, no swing. Ball three, 3-1. It was scored, that pitch that got Davidson to third and Wade to second. The pitch that got away was a wild pitch. Here's the 3-1 to Laureano. Ground ball up the middle, and it's backhanded by Fletcher, who makes a long throw to Murphy in time. On the play, Davidson scores, and Wade holds it second. And it's 1-0 Las Vegas. Another good play by David Fletcher. RBI ground out by Laureano. Tyler Wade, the runner at second, was leading off the bag. The ball was grounded right at him. And Wade didn't move. He just waited for the ball to get near him. Then he jumped up in the air to avoid it. That made it an even tougher play for Fletcher because Wade partially screened him. There's a strike to Schumann. So really good play by Fletcher. Davidson comes in to score. And the Aviators get the first run of the game without a base hit. Wade at second, one out. Schumann hit into a double play last time up. His first at bat in the first inning against Luis Leto. Pitch is low, 1-1. So the Aviators get the two walks, a wild pitch, and a run-scoring ground out by Laureano. It's his second RBI in this rehab stint in this series. Schumann grounded into a 6-3 double play to end the first inning. Takes that pitch outside. Ball two, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Max Schumann from Portage, Michigan. Wade at second. One out, top of the third. 1-0 Las Vegas. The 2-1 to Schumann. Max hits a high pop-up. Shallow left. Shortstop Soto going out. Fighting the sun. He's got it. Two outs. Wade remains at second. And Yoel Pozo comes up. Tough sky. Very bright glare. And Soto is not wearing sunglasses. Many of the players are, but he's not. So he had to use his glove to shield his eyes from the sun. And was able to stay with it and make that catch. Here's Pozo. He struck out on a pitch in the dirt, leading off the second against Leto. Now he's facing Reyes Moranta for the first time today. Slider chased and missed. Strike one. 0-1. Kyle McCann is on deck. The 0-1 pitch. Pozo takes that one outside. Ball one. 1-1. 1-0 Las Vegas. We're in the top of inning number three. The Aviators have won two of the first three games of this six-game series. This is game four. Here's a 1-1 to Pozo. He checked his swing and tapped it at the plate, foul. That would have been ball two. But Pozo checked his swing and the ball made contact with the bat, so it's a strike. 1-2. Back to second base goes Tyler Wade. 3:45 down the left field line here in Salt Lake. Just 3:15 down the right field line. 3:85 up the alley. 4:20 to dead center. 1-2 on Pozo. Bronta check signs now. He brings his hands together. A chest high set. High pop up. Shallow right. Adams, the right fielder, cruising in the shadows, looking up. He's got it. And that's the inning. The Aviators get a run without benefit of a base hit. One run, no hits. No errors, and one left. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, upgrade your skills with the Baseball Lab. Players 10 years old and older can sign up for the College Development Clinic. That's from July 24th to the 27th at Palo Verde High School, coming up in a few days. With expert coaching from ex-major leaguers, availability will be limited. To find out more or to register, visit thebaseballlablv.com. thebaseballlablv.com. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Las Vegas. Adrian Martinez, fastball inside, ball one to Brett Phillips. One ball and no strikes. Phillips batting in the seventh slot. So far, so good for Martinez. He's retired all six with four strikeouts. Changeup is inside, 2-0. Phillips, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds. He's 29 years old from Seminole, Florida. Was Baltimore's property last year for a time in the big leagues in a Triple-A Norfolk. Also time in the Tampa organization. The 2-0. Phillips swings at a fastball, fouls it back. 2-1. Phillips for Salt Lake. 119 at-bats, hitting .227. One homer, 12 batted in. In this series, he's 2 out of 11. Left-handed batter playing center field in this game. Chris Oakey, the catcher, on deck. Then left fielder Jared Oliva. Changeup in for a strike. Good pitch. 81 miles an hour. Left-handed batter Phillips. Right-handed pitcher Adrian Martinez, 2-2. Fastball fouled off to the left, 92 miles an hour. Good pitch right in on his hands. Scoreboard in Round Rock. There in the bottom of the fifth, Reno leads Round Rock, 3-2. Fifth inning in Oklahoma City, El Paso and Okie City tied at 1. Sixth inning, Albuquerque and Sugarland tied at 2 down in Sugarland. Fastball foul back at 95 miles an hour, 2-2 still. No report yet. Tacoma at Sacramento. Martinez unofficially 31 pitches, 20 strikes. And that off-speed pitch down low. 3-2 on Brett Phillips. It's the second full count for Martinez in this game. Right into hitting Chris Oakey, waiting on deck. Infield slightly playing the left-handed hitting Phillips to pull. The outfield about straight away. 3-2 pitch. Fastball's high, ball four. There's the first Salt Lake base runner. The right-handed hitting catcher, Chris Oakey, coming up. Chris Oakey, born in Altamonte Springs, Florida, went to Clemson. Same school that produced Las Vegas first baseman Logan Davidson. Oakey looks at a strike 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour pitch out of the hand of Martinez. Oakey was with the Reds last year. Had some big league time with them. Also, their Triple-A team in Louisville. The Louisville Bats throw to first and Phillips back in. Oakey hitting 254 with four home runs and 17 runs batted in. 12 at-bats for the Cincinnati Reds last year, going 2-for-12. The pitch. Good changeup. Waved at and missed. Two strikes on Oakey. Oakey 1-for-2 in the series. He hit a home run in game one of yesterday's doubleheader that helped Salt Lake win that game in extra innings 5-4. Phillips at first, nobody out. Phillips has five steals, has been caught just once. He's got about a three-step lead. The pitch. There's a soft liner in the center, a base hit. Butler picks it up and gets it back in. Martinez threw an 0-2 pitch. It was a changeup. It was not a bad pitch for an 0-2 count, although I'm sure Martinez wanted to get it lower. It was a little above the knees toward the outside corner. Oakey just reached out, and it was the Oakey pokey. In the center it went. So Phillips goes to second. Oakey has the first Salt Lake hit. A little soft serve in the center on the 0-2 pitch. Here's the left fielder, Jared Oliva. First at bat of the series here in game four. Fastball, low ball one. Oliva spells it like Oliva, O-L-I-V-A, but he pronounces it Oliva. 6'2", 200-pounder. 27 years old from Santa Clarita, California. Was with Pittsburgh's AAA team in Indianapolis last year. Phillips at second. Oakey at first. Here's the 1-0. On the way, Oliva bunts up the third baseline. Good bunt. Martinez bare hands and throws, and they get him. Excellent play by Adrian Martinez. As he threw the ball, he slipped to the ground. Brett Harris over there to make sure he's okay. It'll go as a sacrifice. Well, that's an excellent bunt. Martinez was off balance, making the throw to Davidson in time. One out. On the sacrifice, Phillips goes to third. Oakey to second. No at-bat for Oliva because it was a sacrifice, so he stays at 248 with six home runs. Second and third, one out. 1-0 Vegas, bottom of the third. Here's the leadoff man, Jordan Adams, who struck out looking against Martinez in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball chopped up the middle, into center. Base hit, two runs will score, and it's 2-1 Salt Lake in the bottom of the third. Not a well-hit ball. But remember, nothing's been well-hit, but Martinez hurt himself by walking the leadoff man. Aviators pitchers have done an unfortunate amount of that this year. Martinez razor-sharp in the first two innings, striking out four out of six, but he walked Phillips. And then the 0-2 pitch to Oakey was a little too good of a pitch for a base hit. And Martinez, an excellent play in the bunt by Oliva. And Adams hit a bounding ball. The shortstop, Schumann, was playing him to pull. He had to go way to his left and went into an all-out dive, but couldn't get it. Two-run single. Adams a good threat to run. Throw to first, and he's picked off. Just telling you, he's a good threat to run because he leads the league with 31 steals. Martinez with a quick move, fire to Davidson. Adams was way off the bag, and he's picked off, and it was not even close. First base umpire, Tanner Moore, right on top of it. Two outs. The pitch to Fletcher. Hit in the air, foul to the right, into the upper deck. Strike one, 0-1. 2-1 Salt Lake now, the bottom of the third. For Adams, RBIs 58 and 59. which leads the team. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the right, and that's going to go in the second deck also, 0-2. Fletcher's 0-for-1. He hit a little soft liner to Las Vegas second baseman Tyler Wade in the first inning. So the Bees leading 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Adrian Martinez ready with a strike two pitch to Fletcher. Fastball's high, 1-2, 94 miles an hour. Now the 1-2 from Adrian Martinez. There's a slider, swung on and missed, strike three, good pitch. Five strikeouts for Martinez in three innings, but Salt Lake does rally to take the lead. They score two runs on two hits. No errors and no one left, and at the end of three, Salt Lake 2, the Aviators 1.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Right, top of the fourth inning. Salt Lake leading 2-1. Reliever Reyes Moronta has gone an inning and a third, giving up one run on one hit so far. Walk two with no strikeouts. Aviators with the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the top of the fourth as they trail 2-1. Kyle McCann, Connor Capel, and Lawrence Butler, all left-handed hitters against the righty Reyes Moronta. First pitch, off-speed breaking ball at 78 miles an hour, swung on a miss, strike one. Infield is playing McCann to pull. The outfield actually playing him to the opposite field. Right fielder Adams way off the line toward right center. There's a changeup fouled in the air off to the left into the second deck. Bounces around, goes down to the first deck. 82 mile an hour changeup. Quickly 0-2 on McCann. McCann facing Moronta for the first time today. His last at bat was in the second inning against the starter Luis Lido, and he struck out swinging. There's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside at 90, 1-2. McCann at 290 with 11 homers, 36 batted in. Some of the really solid numbers, especially for a catcher in the PCL this year. Fastball a little low, 2-2. Moronta played for the Giants, Dodgers, Diamondbacks. Here is the 2-2. McCann swings at a fastball and misses. Strike three. First strikeout for Moronta. McCann is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. And with one out in the Vegas fourth, here's Connor Capel. Friends, find a better way to work and score. Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a carpool partner, bus schedule, and other solutions that can save you time and money. To win, sign up at ClubRideLV.com, ClubRideLV.com, or by downloading the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes right away, as soon as today. Here's the pitch. Capel, a little bounding ball wide of third, gloved by Lopez, who throws out Capel. That was a little squibber actually behind the mound, but because Lopez was playing it on the grass to guard against the bunt, he just cut behind the mound to get that bounding ball. Old chopper. Two down. Capel had doubled off Morata in the second, so he is now 1-for-2 in this game. Here's Butler. He had a ground ball that kicked off first baseman Daniel Murphy for an error. And Lawrence stole second. Change up is low ball 1-0. Two outs, top of the fourth, 2-1 Salt Lake. And a changeup is low again, 2-0. Butler at Westlake High School in Atlanta. Oakland chosen with their sixth-round pick in 2018. Born in Burlington, New Jersey. Turned 23 about 10 days ago. Fastball foul back, 2-1. 6-3, 2-10. Butler has a penchant for hitting the ball very hard and quite often. Over the years, he's tried to cut down on the number of times he has swung and missed. 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses at a fastball. 2-2. At Midland before his first foray to AAA, 282, 10 homers, 47 batted in, 13 steals. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He swings at an outside fastball, lines it foul, left field side to the lower deck. 2-2 on Butler. Butler had committed to West Virginia University, but when Oakland chose him with a sixth round in June of 2018, out of high school, he signed. Nice little bonus for him. Here's the 2-2. Fastball just low. That was close. 3-2. And because we got the challenge system tonight, Salt Lake's going to issue the first challenge. The pitch was low, so they lose that challenge. So Salt Lake goes from 3-2 challenges the rest of this game. The Aviators have not issued a challenge yet, so they've got all three. Here's the 3-2 to Lawrence Butler. Breaking ball. Foul back right over my head up here. And up onto the roof. 3-2 still. 2-1 Salt Lake, top of the fourth. But over the last couple of years, Butler's had a dramatic increase in production and hoping to continue it at AAA. Fastball is outside. There's a good at-bat by Butler. And it's a two-out walk. Third walk issued by Morata since he came in. Butler stole second in the second, and you never know. He might be running again. He's 4-for-4 in steals. And it's only his seventh game at AAA. At Midland, he stole 13 and was caught twice. So overall for the year, he is 17 out of 19, counting his AA numbers in steals. Harris waiting. Butler does not have a big lead. Fastball at the knees for a strike at 91 miles an hour, 0-1. Harris grounded out to short to end the second inning, and a good play. First baseman Daniel Murphy digging Levon Soto's low throw out of the dirt. Otherwise, two runs would have scored. Here's the 0-1. And he bunts up the third baseline. Excellent bunt. There's nothing Jack Lopez can do but wait till it stops rolling on the grass and pick it up about 10 feet into fair territory. That is a textbook bunt single by Las Vegas third baseman Brett Harris, getting Butler to second. Two outs for Logan Davidson. Harris is 1-for-2 in this game, 2-for-5 in the series. And here's Davidson. He walked and scored in the third on the ground out by Ramon Laureano. Each team with two hits now. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. High drive into deep right center. Phillips and Adams giving chase. And it's the center fielder, Phillips, to make the catch in deep right center. And the inning is over. That was a hanging breaking ball. And Morata got away with it. The Aviators are finished in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. They've left five so far. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Salt Lake 2, Las Vegas 1.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back, friends. I'm Russ Langer here in Salt Lake City. Beautiful night. Las Vegas has won two of the three games of this six-game series. This is game four. Salt Lake has a 2-1 lead. And Adrian Martinez. This is likely his last inning of work. Fran Rudin said tonight, four innings for Martinez are 60 to 65 pitches. Martinez has 44 pitches in the bank now, 29 strikes. Pitches inside, ball one to Daniel Murphy, 1-0. Murphy grounded out to the first baseman, Davidson, his first time up. Bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Salt Lake. Martinez set, and the 1-0 on the way. Changeup is outside, 2-0. Right-hander throwing in the Salt Lake pen, who was throwing earlier then stopped, and now he's throwing again. Jimmy Herget, former Red. Here's the pitch. That's a strike, 2-1 on Murphy. 38-year-old Daniel Murphy. Murphy's just had their fourth child. Two balls and a strike. Martinez set and the pitch. Fastball foul back at 93. It's 2-2 now. Murphy told me in the pregame show today, although statistically his best year was with the Washington Nationals, his highlight was helping the Mets win the National League pennant in 2015. Kansas City beat them in the World Series. There's a line drive in a right for a base hit. Off-speed pitch. He hit it hard. It gets to Laureano on one hop. So Murphy is 1-for-2, and he is 5 out of 11 in the series. Three hits for Salt Lake and the batter, Jared Walsh. You know, friends, Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download it today to watch every game across every level for free. And join in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Three hits for the Bees. Here's Walsh, who struck out on an off-speed pitch his first time up. The pitch. Fastball foul back, strike one. It's 0-1. Walsh is 1 out of 10 in this series. We expect to see Trey Supak pitching in relief of Martinez. Might be the first reliever in. Depends how they want to mix and match. Fastball low, 1-1. Kirby Snead eligible to pitch also. Colin Palouse could be used. Francisco Perez, among others. The 1-1. High fly ball to right center. Laureano moving in, and he's got it. And there's one out. Walsh put a good swing on that 1-1 pitch, but he hit it off the end of the bat. So Murphy at first had one out the batter, Jack Lopez. Bottom of the fourth, a 2-1 lead for the Bees. All the scoring in the third inning. Aviators got one without benefit of a base hit against reliever Reyes Moranta. The Bees got two in the third on a one-out, two-run single by Jordan Adams. Here's Lopez. Fastball's low, ball one. It's 1-0. Infield poised, looking for two. Murphy at first, one out. Daniel Murphy maybe three steps off the bag. Logan Davidson holds him on. Here's Martinez's pitch. Good sinking fastball. Swung on and missed. 94 miles an hour. 1-1 the count. Martinez now into the 50s with his pitches. They would love to see him complete this inning. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Ground ball back up the middle, and it's going to die on the grass, but it's picked up by Wade, who throws to first too late. Boy, the Aviators got a bad break right there. Lopez did not hit the ball hard. In fact, hardly anybody except for Murphy's hit the ball hard in this game. There's a ground ball that hit Martinez's left leg. If it doesn't hit his leg, it's almost assuredly an inning-ending double play because Wade and Schumann were getting close to the bag right where the ball was headed. But because it hit Martinez's leg, it died on the grass. Wade did what he could. He barehanded and threw to first too late to get Lopez, who runs well. So a very fortunate bounce for Salt Lake, and the inning, as a result, is still on. Two on, one out. Infield hit for Lopez, and Soto swings and misses it, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike one. So the deflected ground ball. Now there's two on with one out. Four hits for Salt Lake, two for Las Vegas. Fourth inning, 2-1. The Bees lead it. Now for the second time, Martinez has been called for a pitch clock violation. So instead of 0-1, the count is 1-1. Here's Trey Supak throwing in the bullpen now. Big righty for Las Vegas. The pitch. Right down the middle for a strike at 92 miles an hour. 1-2 on Soto, hitting 214. No homers and 19 runs batted in. Infield looking for a double play ball. From Laureano and right is in shadows, but Butler in center, Capel in left. Those are tough sun fields right now. There's a bounding ball foul to the first base dugout. A changeup, 1-2. Soto 3 out of 13 in the series. Two runs, four hits, two errors for Salt Lake. The Aviators will run on two hits and no errors. Martinez stretches. Soto batting left-handed, waits on the 1-2, and Martinez deals. Fastball, slice foul to the left, and that's out of play. Still a ball and two strikes on Levon Soto. Martinez wants a different ball now. Tosses that one toward the first base dugout, and the plate umpire, Tanner Dobson, will get him a new one. 1-2. Murphy at second, Lopez at first. One out, last of the fourth. Salt Lake with a 2-1 lead. Martinez okays the sign. A belt-high set. Check of the runners. The 1-2. High foul. Backing out of play. Still 1-2. Went back to the fastball at 93 miles an hour. 1-2 it remains. Martinez is now approaching 60 pitches. I don't think they want him to go more than 65. 1-2. He's between 50 and 55 last time out when he pitched against Reno at Las Vegas Ballpark. He's ready, the stretch, and the 1-2 again to Soto. Martinez uncoils and throws. There's a good changeup. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Big strikeout. Two outs. Soto has struck out twice now. Martinez with six strikeouts in 3 2/3. And the batter is Brett Phillips. Martinez's longest outing of the year is four innings. He did it at home against Reno June 18th. But he allowed five runs earned on eight hits. There's a drive into left field, and moving to his left to make the catch is Capel. So Phillips, who walked and scored in the third, goes up there first ball swinging and flies out to left, and Martinez is out of the inning. Overall, a decent outing for him. He's likely done for the day. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two left, and at the end of four, Salt Lake 2, the Aviators 1.
Just can it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, all right, we played four, very big crowd here, fireworks night. We go to the fifth inning, Salt Lake leading 2-1, and Salt Lake goes to its third pitcher, Jimmy Herget, H-E-R-G-E-T, Herget. So Reyes Moronta, in two and the third innings, gave up one run earned on two hits, three walks, one strikeout. Herget is side-arming righty, deals low, ball one. Jimmy Herget, facing the top of the order, Tyler Wade, Ramon Laureano, Max Schumann. Wade has reached on an error and walked. He's 0-for-1. There's the pitch. He hits a ground ball to short. Soto handles a bad hop, stays with it, and throws out Wade. One out. There's Ramon Laureano. All right, what about Jimmy Herget? 6'3", 170. And he'll be 30 in September from Tampa, Florida. Herget for Salt Lake. 0-1 in 15 relief appearances, one save, a 5.71 ERA, 17 and two-thirds innings, 20 hits, two home runs allowed. Walked 8, struck out 17, decent numbers. Pitches a strike on the outside corner to Ramon Laureano. Against the starter, Luis Leto, who was hurt and had to come out in the second inning, Laureano hit into a force play. Then he grounded out to second to drive in the Aviator run with the infield in the third. Here's the 0-1. Laureano fouls that fastball back at 91 miles an hour, 0-2. Fifth inning, 2-1 Salt Lake. Jimmy Matthew Herget went to the University of South Florida. The Reds drafted him in the year 2015 in the sixth round. Big league time of the Reds, Texas Rangers, and Angels. This year he got into 16 games with the Angels, throwing 16 innings. 1-3 with an ERA of 5, and now back down with Salt Lake. Laureano tried to check his swing, and the pitch was in there. Strike three. It's a called third strike on Laureano. Two outs for Max Schumann. Herget went to Jefferson High School in Tampa. Atlanta drafted him in 2012 in the 40th round, the year during his senior year, but then he turned them down to go to the University of South Florida. He had a good year there, a good career there. The pitch is a strike, 0-1 on Schumann. Max has hit into a double play and popped out, 0-2. The Texas Rangers claimed Herget off waivers from the Reds in December 2019. He became a free agent. Texas signed him as a free agent for 2021. Schumann takes low, 1-1. And in the middle of August of 2021, he was granted free agency after he declined an outright assignment. And the next day, the Angels signed him as a free agent, Herget. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup. Sidearm pitcher. 1-1 on Schumann. The pitch, high pop-up, shallow right toward the line. Fletcher and Adams and Murphy, and it's the right fielder, Adams, to make the catch, angling toward the line. Herget comes in, and with just a few pitches, gets the side out in order. Ground ball to strikeout and a pop fly to shallow right toward the line. We're halfway through, and at the end of 4.5, Salt Lake 2, the Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Alrighty, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it's a 2-1 lead for Salt Lake. Adrian Martinez pitched well, but he'll go out trailing 2-1. He went 4 innings, tying for his longest outing of the year, and this is his 11th game and his 10th start. He allowed 2 runs earned on 4 hits, but really only the Daniel Murphy ball was hit well. He walked 1, struck out 6, 61 pitches, 42 strikes, goes out trailing 2-1. Trey, T-R-E-Y, Supak, S-U-P-A-K, will come in to relieve him. Supak has pitched once for the Aviators. He made his AAA debut against Reno. There's a fly ball to deep center field. Butler going back, going back, going back, going back. Makes a one-handed catch at the edge of the warning track. It's 420 out there, and Chris Oakey hit that ball probably 410, 405 to 410, I would say. But Butler faded back and got it. One out. Oakey had singled and scored in his only at-bat against Martinez. Here's Jared Oliva, who laid out a sacrifice bunt. He was thrown out a good play by Martinez. Trey Supak, big man, 6'5", 268 pounds, 27 years old. Fastball is inside at 89, ball one. He's from deep in the heart of Texas, LaGrange. Think ZZ Top. Pirates drafted him in 2014 in the second round. Pitch low, 2-0 at a LaGrange High School. At Midland, before he got called up to AAA, Supak was in 25 games. Here's the 2-0 to Oliva. He swings and loops this one foul to the right, and it's going to go back out of play. Davidson in pursuit, but it's out of play. 2-1. In 25 outings at Midland, he was 4-0 with 2 saves, a 4.89 ERA over 42 and one-third innings. Allowed 42 hits. Walked 18, struck out 38. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. 2-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth, 2-1 B's. Supak against Reno threw a scoreless inning. Then in the next inning, he got hit and allowed 3 runs and had to come out. He went 1 inning plus. Breaking ball makes the count 3-2. And the payoff. Oliva hits a slow ground ball to short. Charged by Schumann. Max picks it up and throws on the run, and he's safe. They just didn't get the ball over to first in time. Oliva runs well. A slow ground ball, Schumann charging it, and Max picked it up and threw to Davidson a little too late. Give Oliva credit for hustling and earning an infield single. Close play, but he just beat it. First hit off of Supak, one on, one out. It's 5 hits now for Salt Lake. Jordan Adams has struck out and singled in 2 runs, and he got picked off by Martinez. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1. Trey Supak committed to the University of Houston in 2014, his senior season at LaGrange High School in Texas. He graduated from the same high school that produced Homer Bailey of the Reds, who also, coincidentally, later pitched for the Aviators. Breaking ball is a strike, 0-2. And Houston is where his uncle Jody Supak was an All-American in 1987. But the Pirates grabbed him. It was a 73rd pick in the draft in 2014. 0-2 on Adams. Oliver at first held on by Davidson. The stretch, the 0-2. Fastball inside nearly got him. 1-2. I think Adams is trying to convince the plate umpire, Tanner Dobson, the ball nicked him on the elbow. Dobson not buying it. 1-2. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Oliva off first. Supak delivers. Curveball. Bounced wide to third. Gloved by Harris, who goes to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Slowly hit bouncing ball. With Adam's speed, it's tough to double him up. But it is a 5-4 force out. Harris to Tyler Wade. Oliva's off the bases. There are two outs in the bottom of the fifth, with Salt Lake leading 2-1. And a matter of David Fletcher. Wade's throw to first pulled Davidson off the bag anyway, but Adams would have been safe. Adams, remember, as I said, was picked off by Martinez in the third, but he does lead the league with 31 steals and only 34 tries. We'll see if he's going. The pitch, sinking fastball, a little low, ball one, 1-0. Fletcher against Adrian Martinez, lined out softly to the second baseman, Tyler Wade, and struck out swinging, 0-2. Two out of seven in the series. Made a couple of very good plays in the field already in this game. Adams leads away, the stretch. Supak delivers. Fastball, line to left, that's a base hit. Capel picks it up, racing for third base is Adams, and he's going to make it. Capel, I don't know if it's because it's a Sunfield, he backed up on that ball as it was bouncing toward him. And so Adams, I mean, you're going to back up on a ball hit to the outfield, he's gone. Usually in a base hit like that, that's hit that well to left field, a runner at first is going to hold it second. But Capel trying to read it again. It's a tough Sunfield. And because he backed up, Adams raced to third. Fletcher's 1-for-3, two hits in the inning. Runners at the corners with two outs. And here's Daniel Murphy, who against Martinez grounded to first and lined a single to right. 1-for-2. Pitches inside, ball one. 1-0. Supak was a perfect 9-0 as a high school senior in 2018 in LaGrange. Here's the 1-0 to Murphy. He swings and fouls it back. One ball and one strike. Two runs, six hits, two errors for Salt Lake here in the bottom of the fifth. Aviators a run on two hits and no errors. Supak was the Pirates' second-round compensation pick. Pitches outside. 2-1 on Murphy. Then Oakland signed Supak as a free agent going into 2021. First and third, two down. Here's the 2-1 to Daniel Murphy. Big curveball, and he barely missed with it, I guess, high. 3-1. Supak, low 90s fastball, slider, curve, and a changeup. 3-1 on deck, Jared Walsh. Supak throws. Fastball popped up on the left side. The third baseman, Harris, is near the bag waiting for it. He's got it. And Supak hangs a zero in the Salt Lake fifth inning. The Bees threaten. They get no runs on two hits. No errors, and they leave two at the end of five. Salt Lake 2 and the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
We go to the sixth inning. A 2-1 lead for Salt Lake. And now Jimmy Herget. Right-hander reliever, throw a 1-2-3 fifth. He's going to work the sixth to Yoel Pozo, the cleanup man, Kyle McCann, and Connor Capel. Breaking ball, swung on a miss, strike one. Herget, fastball in the low 90s with some arm side run, meaning it cuts in on righties and away from lefties. Two-seam sinker, slider, and a changeup. There's the 0-1. Swung on and missed, breaking ball, 0-2. An awkward cut by Pozo. He missed that one by plenty. So Herget has the sidearm arm slot, so fastball generally runs in on righties, but he's shown that he can work up and under the left-handed hitters. Sidearm is kind of a whip-like arm movement, creating movement, and makes him a tough matchup, especially for righties. Pozo sends a fly ball into left field foul territory, a trio of bees, but they're out of room. 0-2 on Pozo. On Yoel Pozo. Herget's been pretty durable. He spent about a month on the DL, on the IL, last year, the right shoulder impingement. Here's the 0-2 to Pozo. Fastball outside at 93. One ball and two strikes on Yoel Pozo. Hitting 318, eight homers, 36 runs batted in. Nobody on, nobody out. Sixth inning, 2-1. In favor of the hometown Salt Lake Bees. Each team with the same record coming in, 45-47. Slider swung on and missed strike three. Well, Pozo never had a good swing. He never looked comfortable there. He's 0-for-3. Herget gets his second strikeout. And with one out in the sixth, here's McCann, who struck out against Lato and then struck out against Maranta. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up in a bit. But the first thing we're going to do is update you on the scores in the big leagues. Eighth inning, Reds lead the Diamondbacks 9-6 in Cincinnati. Two teams with similar records. Reds from the Central, Diamondbacks from the West. Pitches outside, ball one. In Arlington, they're in the seventh inning. The Rangers lead the Dodgers 5-4, despite the fact that Texas only has three hits to this point. At the end of seven in Minnesota, the Twins lead the White Sox 9-4. Pitches low, 2-0 on McCann. In Milwaukee, they're in the bottom of the eighth. Braves 6, Brewers 4. Bottom of the second in Anaheim, Pirates and Angels no score. Bottom of the second in Oakland, Houston 1, and the Athletics nothing. Toronto at Seattle just getting started. Here's the 2-0 to McCann. Kyle swings and fouls a fastball back, 2-1. In Boston, they're in the bottom of the fourth. The Mets lead the Red Sox 4-3, but there's a delay, presumably because of rain. Earlier, the Cubs got a home victory over the Cardinals 4-3. San Diego beat Detroit in Detroit. It was a 5-4 final. Former Las Vegas 51, Seth Lugo. Changeup is outside, 3-1 McCann. Lugo was with the 51s when they were a Mets affiliate. He's 4-4 for San Diego now. Josh Hader, his 24th save for the Padres. Tampa beat Baltimore 3-0, so Tampa and Baltimore are now tied for first in the AL East. Rockies beat the Marlins 6-1 in Miami earlier. Washington Nationals, a home victory over the Giants, 5-3. Pitch up and away. That's ball four to McCann. First walk issued by Herget. Fourth walk issued by Salt Lake Pitching. One on, one out for Connor Capel, who is doubled and grounded out. Both at bats against reliever Reyes Maranta. Yankees beat Kansas City 5-4 in New York. And Cleveland, a home win over the Phillies, 6-5. That game, Emmanuel Clase got his 26th save for Cleveland. Here's the pitch to Capel. McCann, a very short lead at first. Herget delivers. That's a strike on one. In a Cubs victory, lefty Justin Steele one of the Cubs All-Stars, ran his record to 10-3 with a win. Pitches outside, 1-1. Right here, we're in the sixth inning. Salt Lake leading 2-1. McCann at first with one out. Capel, 2 out of 9 in the series. Overall average of 291 with 5 home runs. 27 driven in. Murphy holds McCann on at first. The stretch by Hergett, the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground to Murphy. He's got it. He goes to second for one. Throw back to first base. And Capel is called out. And the double play ends the inning. Very surprised that they were able to get Capel. Good play by Murphy. Sharply hit ball. He grabbed it. Did not make a good throw to Soto. So Murphy made a good play to stop the ball. The throw to Soto was high. And to his left, he got it. Did a little toe dance, threw to first, and barely got Capel to complete the double play. And the Aviators are finished in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It remains Salt Lake 2, the Aviators 1.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming Team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the sixth, 2-1 Salt Lake. Trey Supak threw a scoreless fifth inning in relief for Las Vegas. This is his second inning of duty. Curveball a little bit high ball, 1-1-0. Jared Walsh has struck out and flied out to right. Supak, 19 pitches so far, 10 strikes. The pitch, fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Lefty Eric Torres is throwing in the Salt Lake pen. Aviators got one in the third. Bees answered with two in the third. That's it. That's all the scoring so far. Fly ball to center, hit well. Butler going back, going back, going back. Butler's at the track to make the catch. Same type of ball that Chris Oakey hit off Supak, leading off the fifth. Walsh hits one to the warning track and center. That ball went probably 405. But it's 420 out there in Death Valley. One out in the Salt Lake sixth. Jack Lopez against Adrian Martinez struck out looking and then had an infield hit. A ground ball that hit Martinez's leg and died in the grass between second base and the mound. Supak delivers. Fastball a little inside, ball one. 1-0. Base is empty, one gone. The 1-0. Lopez takes it up and in ball two. 2-0. So some new faces. The Aviators. This is only Supak's second appearance. High foul on a fastball. Ball's off to the right. That's 2-1. Tomorrow you get another new guy. Zach Godley will make his Aviator debut, starting against lefty Kenny Rosenberg. And, of course, the new players in the field. Lawrence Butler, Brett Harris. Darryl Hernandez not playing in this game, taking the day off. Likely will be in there tomorrow. 2-1. And the pitch. Lopez fouls it back. 2-2. The fellow they just picked up from Baltimore in a trade, Easton Lucas, a left-handed reliever, has joined the team today. 2-2. And the next pitch. Godley Rather, Lopez takes a swing at Supak's breaking ball and misses. Good 83-mile-an-hour slider. Supak gets his first strikeout. Two outs in the sixth, and the batter, Levon Soto. Soto, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against Adrian Martinez. And a pitch. Fastball just inside ball one. It's 1-0. The Aviators, 11-7 in the second half. Salt Lake, 8-10 in the second half, entering tonight's play. There's a ground ball to first, grabbed by the Vegas first baseman, Logan Davidson, who goes to the bag himself. And Supak throws a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Well, it's been a game for pitchers and defenders. At the end of six, Salt Lake 2, the Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, we're back again. I'm so pleased you could join us. Nice big crowd tonight. Not a capacity crowd, but a good crowd nevertheless. It's 2-1 Salt Lake. Jimmy Herget out of the game. The side-arming righty went two innings, allowed no runs, no hits. Walk one, struck out two. And lefty Eric Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. A lot of times it's with a Z. In this case, it's with an S. Torres, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds. He's just 23. He'll be 24 in September from Milwaukee. 14th round pick out of Kansas State 2 years ago. He's only been a pro for a couple of years. His pitch is inside to Lawrence Butler, who's been a pro about the same number of, about the same amount of time. Butler has reached on an error and stolen a base and walked. He's 0-for-1 facing the lefty Torres. Third baseman Lopez way in, and Butler jammed on a fastball, fouled it back 1-1. Pitch in on his thumbs at 88 miles an hour. Torres making his second appearance in the series. His ninth appearance of the season since coming up from AA Rocket City. It's not gone well for him. His ERA is over 16. 8 innings, 13 hits. Pitches outside, 2-1 on Butler. And he's allowed 15 earned runs in only 8 innings. Allowed 2 homers. The big number, 13 walks in 8 innings, 12 strikeouts. The 2-1 to Butler on the way. Breaking ball outside, 3-1. Torres appeared Tuesday in Game 1, game that Las Vegas won 11-8, in relief of starter Jake Kalish. There's a drive in the air to center. Brett Phillips has it lined up, makes the catch on a 3-1 pitch. Butler flies out to center. He's 0-for-2 with a walk now. One out for Brett Harris. Torres in that game got touched up, though. The Aviators reached him for 4 earned runs in an inning and 2/3 on 4 hits. He walked 2, struck out 2, and hit 2 batters. And Harris, who got an RBI single off of him on Tuesday, takes ball one. Eric Torres. Following Luis Leto, Reyes Moranta, and Jimmy Herget to the mound. There's a line drive base hit to center. Harris is 2-for-3 in this game, and he's 2-for-2 in the series against Torres. And the Aviators And the tying run on with one out in the seventh inning for Logan Davidson. Torres at Double A this year at Rocket City got into 13 games, 14 innings, 0-1 with an ERA over 5. Here's the pitch to Davidson, switcher to batting, right-handed. He swings and fouls it back just over the netting on the second deck. One strike to count on Davidson. Logan Davidson has walked and scored the lone Vegas run in the third on the ground out by Laureano, and he flat out to deep center in the fourth against Reyes Moronta. Harris at first, one out, the pitch. And that sinker is in low, 1-1. First time that Torres and Logan Davidson have faced off. They're challenging this one, but they lost the challenge. Pitch was called a ball, and it's confirmed that it was a ball. So it's 1-1, which means now that Salt Lake has one challenge left. The Aviators have all three. 1-1 pitch. Fastball is inside at 86. Two balls and a strike on Logan Davidson. The updated average, 279. Been with the team for about a month. It's his 24th game. Harris at first. One out. Seventh inning. 2-1 Salt Lake. Torres stretches and delivers. Breaking ball. And Davidson swings and taps it foul at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Torres tries to get it done with a blend of stuff and deception and command. Three-pitch repertoire. Fastball, slider, changeup. 2-2 on Davidson. And a pitch. Fastball inside. It's 3-2. On deck, leadoff man Tyler Wade. Three-two stretch. And the pitch, breaking ball in there, strike three called. Davidson wants to challenge it. We'll see. It's the first Las Vegas Aviator challenge, and we are in the seventh inning. The count, 3-2. It was called a strike. Here's the pitch. And looks like the Aviators have won the challenge. They did. The pitch was barely low, according to the graphic. Ball four. Well, Davidson challenging, and the challenge is successful. The Aviators still have all three. Well, that's big, because now instead of two outs and a runner at first in a close game in the seventh inning, now you have two on with one out and the top of the order coming up. Tyler Wade has reached on an error, walked and grounded out, 0-2, 2 out of 14 in this series. Pitch is ball one. Wade struck out against Torres on Tuesday. Now the rematch. 2-1 Salt Lake, seventh inning. And now Torres gets set. Harris at second. Davidson at first. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Foul back off to my left up here. 1-1. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up in a little bit. 1-1 on Tyler Wade. 2 on, 1 out. Torres, a lefty, deals. Breaking ball outside at 80. Ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike on Wade. The on-deck hitter, Ramon Laureano. Pickoff throw to second base, and diving back in there safely is Brett Harris. Two to one, Salt Lake in the seventh inning. 2 on, 1 out. Torres looking in. Wade waiting on the 2-1. Lefty on lefty here. The pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the left. That's out of play. Came with a fastball at 88 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes is the count. Two and two. Torres set. Harris at second. The tying run, Davidson at first. Fastball is outside at 89. So now a very big pitch here. Full count to Tyler Wade. with Brent Harris at second for Las Vegas, Logan Davidson at first, one out in the seventh inning, and Salt Lake, for the moment, clinging to a 2-1 lead. They've limited the Aviators to only three hits in this game. Double by Capel. Bunt single by Harris and a line drive single by Harris. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up. This is going to be a very big out. The shortstop Soto with the infield fly rule called makes the catch. Two down. You got to give Torres credit. I don't know if that pitch would have been a strike. It was veering away from Way, but it was too close to take. Two outs. Runners remain at first and second. Here is Ramon Laureano. He was hit into a force play, grounded out to drive in the only Vegas run, and then struck out looking against the right-handed sidearmer Jimmy Herget in the fifth. He's 0-for-3. 3-for-8 in the series. Time called. The Salt Lake pitching coach going to the mound. That's Darren Ebert. Laureano faced Torres once on Tuesday and walked and ended up scoring on a double by Yoel Pozo. All right, the mound visit is about to be completed because Tanner Dobson, the plate ump out, is out there to move things along. 2-1, B's leading it. Game four. Right now, of the 10 teams in the league, of course, as we've mentioned many times, the Oklahoma City Dodgers won the first half. They're playing halves for the first time in the PCL in many years. Second half, close to 3 weeks in, Albuquerque and Round Rock are each 12-6. Las Vegas and Oklahoma City are each 11-7 for the top records in the second half. There's a strike to Laureano, 0-1. Two runs, six hits, two errors for Salt Lake. One run, three hits. No errors for Las Vegas. The outfield deep and straight away for Laureano. Harris at second, Davidson at first. Breaking ball hit in the air to left. And Oliva right there to make the catch, and the inning is over. Not the same type of Aviator offense we saw yesterday. Salt Lake bottling him up pretty well. In the seventh, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. Seventh inning stretch in Salt Lake. B's 2, the Aviators 1.
World's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right. We now go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Russ Langer with you. Beautiful night in Salt Lake City. Still plenty of daylight. Seventh inning, 2-1 Salt Lake. Trey Supak is still in there. They want him to go another inning. And trying to bunt his way on is Brett Phillips on a 73-mile-an-hour curveball. He had the left-handed batter try to drag bunt, but he left it in Kyle McCann's mitt. Strike one. The Aviators are milling around in the bullpen, but nobody's throwing. Supak's gone two scoreless innings. They want to stretch him out to a third inning here if he can get it done. Fastball is inside. 1-1. A right-hander is throwing in the Salt Lake pen. Supak, through two innings, has given up no runs on two hits. No walks, one strikeout. There's a good off-speed pitch fouled off. McCann took that one, and he's going to jog to the left of the plate, halfway to the third base dugout. He got nailed by that foul ball. 1-2. Trey Supak, number 50. Plate umpire. Tanner Dobson walking a new ball out to the mound rather than throwing it. He's doing that as a sign of professional courtesy as McCann still not quite ready. And Dobson is asking, are you okay? 2-1. Salt Lake in the bottom of the seventh inning. Phillips has walked and scored and flied out. He's facing Supak for the first time. The other two plate appearances were against starter Adrian Martinez. Infield slightly playing Phillips to pull. He's hitting 225. He swings and fouls a changeup back. 1-2 still. Ted Wien's trivia. On this date in 1973, Henry Aaron hit his 700th career home run against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going to ask you which pitcher he hit it off of, and I'll give you a clue. The pitcher's brother is in the Hall of Fame. Here's the 1-2. Phillips hits a high foul off to the left. Brett Harris starts after it, but it's way back amongst the patrons here. 1-2. 2-1. Paper the Bees were in the seventh inning. There was no score before the third. There's been no score since the third. All the scoring in the third. Aviators with one. Bees answering with two. And so far, that's been it. 1-2 pitch. Fastball driven a deep right toward the corner. Laureano's going to watch it. It is on its way, and it's gone. Brett Phillips hits his second home run of the year. That's a big one. And the Salt Lake Bees lead 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Phillips' third hit of the series in 13 at-bats. Fastball belt high right down the middle. And the moment Phillips swung the bat, Supak knew it. Ball went way out. Down the line, maybe 12, 15 feet fair, but way out of here. Now it's 3-1, Salt Lake. They've got seven hits. Here's Oki. He takes a strike on one. Oki has singled and scored, and that was against Martinez, against Supak. He hit a ball better than 400 feet. Caught in front of the 420 sign by center fielder Lawrence Butler. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Nobody throwing in the Vegas pen. They want Supak to finish this inning. Salt Lake now leads 3-1. The Aviators scoring 11 runs in the nightcap yesterday, and they nearly won the first game. They had a 4-1 lead, and Salt Lake rallied to win 5-4 in extra innings. But they won 11-1 in the nightcap, but not so far in this game. Ground ball to short. Schumann has it. Fires onto first base and gets his man by half a step. Close play. Oki running well for a catcher, but Schumann threw him out. One out of the bottom of the seventh inning. The left fielder, Jared Oliva, coming up. The answer to the Ted Wien's trivia question coming up in a little bit. Here's Oliva. Ground ball to second. Wade is on it. Picks it up from the lip of the outfield grass. Slings it over to Davidson. Two quick outs in the seventh inning. Oliva now 1-for-2 plus a sacrifice bunt. And the batter's leadoff man, Jordan Adams. The Salt Lake bullpen. Andrew Wantz, W-A-N-T-Z. Member of the Angels 40-man roster is throwing. 3-1 Salt Lake in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch is a breaking ball outside Adams. Adams against Martinez struck out. Then he singled in two runs. Big hit. Then he got picked off. And then he hit into a force play. The 1-0. He tried to check his swing on a low pitch. They appealed. Nope, no swing. 2-0. Again, on this date in 1973, for your Ted Wien's trivia question, Henry Aaron hit his 700th career home run against the Phillies. I want to know who gave it up. His brother is in the Hall of Fame. As a one-hopper to the hole, it's short off the glove of Schumann in a shallow left. Jordan's on his way to second base, and he's in there. Tell you, with Adams, there is absolutely no room for error. The slightest thing that goes askew, he's going to take an extra base. He's that fast. That was a liner toward the hole, it's short. Schumann went to his right, trying to get it. The ball hit off his glove. And he raced out in a shallow left. Capel was coming in from left. And Jordan Adams motors into second with a leg double. I mean, the funny part is if Schumann doesn't get a glove on it, it's a single. Because it would have gotten out to Capel much quicker. time called. Dan Hubbs on his way out to the mound. And if you hadn't been following in this series, the reason it's Dan Hubbs is because the Aviators pitching coach, Brian Corey, is on vacation this week. Each staff member gets some vacation time. Fran Reardon will be able to get a series off, but he hasn't taken it yet. But he will at some point. So Dan Hubbs, who's a member of the Oakland Athletics pitching system, if you will, is the pitching coach for this series for the Aviators. Hubbs, former head coach for the USC Trojans and pitched in the minor leagues for the Dodgers and the Phillies organization. Kirby Snead, a lefty up in the Vegas pen. So Adams is now 2-for-4. That hit is the fourth one off of Supak and the eighth one for Salt Lake. Here's Fletcher, 1-for-3 with a single. He hits a ground ball to third. Diving stop by Harris, who gets up and throws him out. Brent Harris can really play third base. If that ball gets through, Adams is going to score easily. So Fletcher grounds out. Harris lunging to his left to stop it. Made a nice play. The Bees do get an insurance run on the Brent Phillips home run. Two hits, no errors, one left. We go to the eighth inning. Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators 1.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Welcome back, friends. Okay. Rather quick-paced game to this point. Eric Torres is out of there after one inning. He was the fourth Salt Lake pitcher. The lefty came in with unappetizing numbers, an ERA over 15, but he did manage a scoreless seventh inning. He gave up one hit. He issued one walk, and that was it. The new pitcher is the fifth Salt Lake pitcher of the game. It's number 23, Andrew Wance. Wance making his first appearance in the series. Trying to preserve a 3-1 lead. Max Schumann, with other ideas, takes a pitch outside at 95 miles an hour. 1-0. Wance, 6'4", 235. I mentioned he's part of the Angels' 40-man roster. He'll be 28 in October from Erie, Pennsylvania. Seventh-round draft pick in 2018. Pitch misses. It's 2-0. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Wance has been in 13 games for Salt Lake. No record, an ERA of 5. 4 saves. 14 in the third innings. There's a strike. 2-1. He's given up 3 homers. Walked 7. Struck out 18. So it's been Lado, Maranta, Hergett, Torres, and now Wance. 2-1 on Schumann. Max is hit into a double play. Popped out and flied out. Lowell Pozo, the cleanup man, is on deck. And then Kyle McCann after that. Top of the eighth inning. Aviators' bats have been held quiet by a parade of Salt Lake pitchers. Here's the 2-1 to Max Schumann from Wance. Fastball foul back. 2-2, 93 miles an hour. The Aviators have used just Martinez and Supak. But Supak Looks like he'll be finished. He went three innings, allowed one run earned on the home run by Brett Phillips. Here's the 2-2 to Schumann. Max takes it outside, 3-2. To Supak, 30 innings, one run earned on four hits. He did not walk anyone and had one strikeout, threw pretty well overall. But the Aviators are down 3-1. I mean, normally if you're the Aviators and you only allowed three runs into the eighth inning, you're probably, in most games, you're tied or ahead, sometimes way ahead. There's a drive slice toward the right field line, and making a diving play right in the corner is Jordan Adams. Oh, what a play by Salt Lake right fielder Jordan Adams. Schumann hit it hard, and Adams, who with great speed went racing over, got to the corner, edge of the warning track, an all-out diving play. Splendid play. If that ball lands, Schumann probably has a triple. Double at least. One out for Pozo, who has struck out, flat out, and struck out. He looks at a strike, 0-1. Crowd still buzzing over that highlight reel play by Jordan Adams. Pitch is fouled away, 0-2. Ted Wien's trivia from the previous inning. This date in 1973, Henry Aaron hit his 700th career home run in a Braves game against the Philadelphia Phillies. Who gave it up? The Phillies pitcher who gave it up has a brother who's in the Hall of Fame. Pitch is outside, 1-2. And that Hall of Fame third baseman's name is George Brett, and it was Ken Brett who gave it up to Henry. Here's the 1-2, and Pozo sends a fly ball to right. That should be caught by Adams. A little easier chance this time. He makes the catch as he fades toward the line, and Pozo's 0 for 4. So the two hottest hitters, Schumann 8 for 12 entering the game in this series. Pozo also 8 for 12. And each man 0 for 4 in this game. And here's McCann, who was 4 for 4 yesterday and has struck out twice and walked in this game. Well, the Aviators are running out of outs. They're down 3-1. Salt Lake trying to get even in the series. It looks like it'll be Kirby Snead to work the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to McCann. Kyle lifts one foul behind the plate. Here comes Oki with his mask off, but it's back a few rows in. One strike. Oki was racing right toward the on-deck circle, so Connor Capel wisely bailed out of there. One strike on Kyle McCann. On this date, baseball history, 1921, double trouble. Cleveland and the Yankees combined for an American League record, 16 doubles. Cleveland won the game 17-8. Cleveland had 9 doubles, and the Yankees had 7. Indeed. Oh and 1 on Kyle McCann. Two outs, top of the 8th, 3-1 Salt Lake. Wance delivers. Fastball down low, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 to Kyle McCann. Pop fly to second. Backing up is Fletcher on the grass. He's got it, and that's it. The Aviators go quietly again, but part of the reason they went out in order, the splendid diving catch by Jordan Adams, opening up the inning, robbing Max Schumann of an extra base hit. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Salt Lake 3, the Aviators 1.
At Fairway Chevrolet on East Sahara, it's all about family. Whether it's your work family or your most precious family, our family has you covered. We'll take care of the family-friendly pricing on every new Chevy so you can enjoy the things that matter most in life. Your family. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Truck Mega Store on East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaychevy.com. Find new roads.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for 2 free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call.
As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win 2 free tickets and go solar today.
We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Aviators actually scored first in this game. A single run in the third without benefit of a base hit against reliever Reyes Moranta. Normally when a starting pitcher comes out early because of an injury, which is what happened with Salt Lake starter Luis Leto, he came out in the second inning after getting hurt. We don't know what the nature of the injury was. You probably won't know till tomorrow. But that's usually to the detriment of the team that has to pull its starter early. But it's been just the opposite for Salt Lake. They've shut the Aviators down. One run through eight. They lead 3-1. Kirby Snead, a lefty's going to pitch the eighth to Daniel Murphy, Jared Walsh, and Jack Lopez. Two lefties and a righty. Murphy takes a strike. 90-mile-an-hour Kirby Snead fastball. 0-1. Murphy, 1-for-3 with a single. So Trey Supak, in relief of Adrian Martinez, 3 innings. 1 run earned, 4 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. Generally threw pretty well. The only blemish was the home run by Phillips, which turned a 2-1 game into a 3-1 game. Breaking ball fouled away, 0-2. On Daniel Murphy. Kirby Snead from Alachua, Florida, went to the University of Florida, former Gator. 6 feet tall, 214-pound lefty, 28 years old. It was Blue Jays property. Here's the 0-2. Fastball's high, 1-2 on Murphy. When the Aviators bat in the ninth inning for the last chance, and it looks there's nobody throwing in the Salt Lake pen, so they might leave Andrew Wance out there. It'll be Connor Capel, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. Logan Davidson due up after that. Fastball just inside at 92. 2-2. That was close. Wance does have 4 saves. 1 blown save. Here's the 2-2 to Murphy. Snead delivers. Breaking ball. Fly ball to shallow left. Going out is Schumann. It's actually Brett Harris. And he makes the catch. Harris, the third baseman, went fading out as Connor Capel was coming in. But Brett Harris got a good jump on that ball and made the play. 1 out. Here is Walsh, who has struck out, fly to right, and flat out to the warning track in center. This date in 1970, San Diego's Clay Kirby, a good pitcher on a not very good team. Padres were an expansion team at that time. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. Held the New York Mets hitless for 8 innings. Were world champs, defending world champs at the time. He was lifted for a pinch hitter by manager Preston Gomez, which really upset a lot of folks. Here's the 0-1, and it's a little low, 1-1 on Walsh. The Padres were trailing. Kirby had given up a run despite not giving up a hit over 8 innings. They were down 1-0 with 2 outs in the 8th, and Gomez elected to pinch hit for Kirby rather than let him finish the game. The Padres lost the no-hitter and the game, 3-0. Pitch fouled away. 1-2 on Walsh. And then later, when Preston Gomez was managing Houston, same thing. Don Wilson of the Astros had a no-hitter through 8. Got pulled for a pinch hitter. 1-2. Here is the 1-2 Snead delivering to Walsh. Lefty on lefty. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled off to the left. That's out of play. 1-2 still. 3-1 Salt Lake in the home half of the 8th. On this date in 1975, the Mets played the Astros. Second baseman Felix Mion batting ahead of Joe Torre, who was with the Mets then. Pitches outside 2-2. Felix Mion had 4 singles, but each of the 4 times he singled, Joe Torre hit into a double play. All 4. 4 double plays. The Astros won the game 6-2. 2-2 on Walsh. 1 out, bases empty, bottom of the 8th. And Snead with a 2-2 to Walsh now. Fastball in there. Strike 3 call. That is an absolute big league pitch. knee-high, outside corner, 93 miles an hour. Tremendous. That is the eighth strikeout for Vegas pitching. And again, there's been not much wrong with Vegas pitching in this game. Martinez went four innings. Right now he's on the hook for the loss, unless the Aviators can rally. But he only allowed four hits, walk one, struck out six, and only two balls were hit halfway decently against him. And Supak went three. The big problem there was the Phillips solo home run, but other than that, his three innings were pretty good. Pitch foul back, strike one. Aviators pitchers have combined to walk one and strike out eight in this game. And normally, they'd be ahead, but they have been bottled up by Salt Lake pitching and defense. They only have three hits of their own. The 0-1 to Jack Lopez, one for three with an infield hit. The pitch is inside, 1-1. The Aviators bullpen did a great job in the nightcap yesterday. The rehabbing Danny Jimenez started, went one inning. Ruiz, Sullivan, Eastman, and Williams shut them down the rest of the way. Pitches up and away, 2-1 on Lopez. Sneed went a third of an inning in game one, the game that Las Vegas won 11-8 when Zach Neal started. He finished the sixth inning for Francisco Perez, gave up a hit and walked a man, but got through the inning. There's a fastball, swung on and missed, 2-2 on Lopez. Here's the 2-2. Sneed uncoils and throws. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. This may be the best inning Kirby Sneed has had for the Aviators this year. A pop-up and two strikeouts. We go now to the ninth inning. Last chance for the Aviators here in Game 4. Salt Lake 3, Las Vegas 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, friends. As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Andrew Wance worked a 1-2-3-8. He's going to try to save it now. He's got Connor Capel, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris of the Aviators standing in his way. Wance at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, throws a strike 0-1. Capel has doubled, grounded out, and hit into a double play. 2 out of 10 in the series, hitting just under 290 for the season. Pitches down and in, 1-1. Wance was the Angels' seventh-round pick in 2018, Holly Springs, North Carolina, his hometown. With the Angels last year, man, he did a good job in 42 outings. He was 2-1 with a 3.22 ERA. Fastball foul back, 1-2, 94 miles an hour. This year, the Angels got into 15 games, 1-0 with a 4.56 ERA. So here he is, trying to work his way back, just like everybody else. 1-2 on Connor Capel. Nobody on, nobody out, ninth inning. A 3-1 lead for the home team, Salt Lake Bees. Aviators got their one run in the third. Not much of a threat otherwise. Capel chases a very high fastball and goes out on strikes. That pitch was up around the shoulders at 95. And Wentz gets his first strikeout. One out. Well, that's a tough pitch at 95 way up there. Here's Butler. Reached on an error. Walked flat out. 0 for 2. And he has a stolen base. Here's the pitch. Butler hits a high fly ball to right center. It's deep, but it's playable. Phillips, the center fielder, makes the catch. Now, Brett Harris comes up. So, Salt Lake needs one out to win the game. This is a fireworks night, but this game has gone by so quickly. It's going to be interesting to see when they shoot off the fireworks. There's a lot of daylight left. All right, here's Harris. He's grounded out. Lay down a bunt single and single again. 2 for 3. If he reaches, Logan Davidson will be next. Wance delivers. And the breaking ball is a strike. It is 0-1. One strike on Harris. And the 0-1. Harris lifts that one foul to the right out of play. 0-2. Two strikes on Brett Harris. Wance standing tall, looking at it. Oki. Harris, 3 for 6 in the series. Trying to hold up on a low pitch. The appeal, strike 3. He went around on that slider. Salt Lake wins the game 3-1. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Fenniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome on back. Well, the series after four games is tied at 2-2. Salt Lake goes to 46-47 by getting 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, leaving 5. They're now 9-10 in the second half. The Aviators are now 45-48 and 11-8 in the second half, and 7-9 against Salt Lake. They get a run on just 3 hits and no errors, leaving 7. They have not told us who the winning pitcher is yet. I do know the loss went to Adrian Martinez. Brett Phillips hit his third home run of the year. So we'll get the time and attendance when we come back with a postgame show. But the final score, Salt Lake wins 3-1. So the four-game series tied at 2 with 2 games at hand. I'll be back with a postgame show after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation which vary.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, welcome back. Welcome to the postgame show. There was no score into the third. The Aviators got a run without a base hit when Logan Davidson and Tyler Wade each walked and advanced on a wild pitch. And then Davidson scored on a ground out by Ramon Laureano. But the Aviators didn't score after that. And the Salt Lake Bees took the lead in the bottom of the third on a two-run single by Jordan Adams, who probably got picked off. But the Bees didn't need to score any more runs. They did get a seventh-inning solo homer by Brett Phillips to add a little padding. And they went 3-1 to get even in the series, two games apiece. The game took 2 hours and 21 minutes. In the attendance, 8,221. And we'll come back with some scores next, right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avondros, that's the first date.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Are you ready to make a difference in Las Vegas? Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys.
Join our back-to-school supply drive and help out local schools. From now until July 30th, drop off your donations at our office at 8400 West Sahara Avenue.
Donate new school supplies like backpacks, notebooks, and pencils.
Your generosity will directly support local children in need.
Make a difference in their lives today. Visit our office at 8400 West Sahara Avenue by July 30th.
And together, we can empower Las Vegas students.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, the scores in the PCL. In the middle of the fourth inning in Sacramento, Tacoma leads the Rivercats by a score of 2-0. Elsewhere around the league, in 11 innings, Round Rock beat Reno by a score of 4-3. El Paso knocked off Oklahoma City by a final of 6-3. And Sugar Land Space Cowboys, the next home opponent for the Aviators next week, beginning Tuesday at Las Vegas Ballpark, defeated Albuquerque by a score of 7-3 in game four of that series. In the major leagues, are in the bottom of the eighth inning in Arlington. The Dodgers lead Texas 9-5. Fifth inning, Angels 6, Pirates 4. Fifth inning, Houston leads the Athletics in Oakland 5-1. Fourth inning, Toronto and Seattle have no score. Early, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 4-3. San Diego topped the Detroit Tigers 5-4. The Tampa Bay Rays shut out Baltimore 3-0. It was the Rockies 6, the Marlins 1. The Nationals beat the Giants 5-3. Yankees over Kansas City 5-4. Reds beat Arizona 9-6. Cleveland defeated the Phillies 6-5. It was the Twins over the White Sox 9-4. Atlanta beat the Brewers 6-4. And in the fourth inning at Fenway, the game was suspended between the Mets and Red Sox, with the Mets leading 4-3 because of rain, and they will try to finish that one tomorrow. I'll be back to wrap it up next right after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care, all while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, welcome back. Well, we'll tell you about tomorrow, game five of a six-game series. The teams have traded wins in the first four games they have split thus far. Same start time as tonight, 5:35 Pacific time, first pitch, 5:20 pregame show on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Thanking Daniel Murphy for joining us in the pregame show today. Tomorrow, the newest Aviator, righty Zach Godley, will make his Aviator debut. Not quite sure how long they'll let him go. We'll find that out tomorrow. Lefty Kenny Rosenberg having a solid year for Salt Lake, 7-5 with a 4.59 ERA. He'll be the starting pitcher for the Salt Lake Bees tomorrow in Game 5. And Sunday is also an evening affair to wrap up the road trip here in Salt Lake City. Want to give thanks to Fenn Haas, who did a fine job producing this game. Back in the Lotus headquarters, thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in this evening. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine Friday night from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, where tonight Salt Lake defeated the Aviators 3-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
Yeah.
So, save face a little bit with a much better second round. Other players who bombed, Phil Mickelson, not a big surprise.
Shane Lowry disappointing, six over today.
Shane Lowry really, really disappointed me with a 77 today. Sam Burns also going to fail to, he may fail to make the cut. Justin Rose.
Tony Finau.
How about Joaquin Niemann, Sahith Tagawa, Seamus Power?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Morikawa misses the cut, wins the British 2 years ago. Man, I'm so sick of Colin Morikawa.
Keegan Bradley also missed the cut, shoots 5 over today. But, yeah, Morikawa, I thought that this would he would play better. That was one of my guys, and he misses the cut by one and just never figured out the greens this week.
But Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, Scotty Scheffler, they sneak in to survive to the weekend. All right, more baseball betting updates when we come back here on VSiN tonight.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel block. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This season, DraftKings has launched the largest best ball tournament in DraftKings history. Right now, you can enter into DraftKings Best Ball Tournament for a shot at over $10 million in guaranteed cash prizes. Make your entry into the draft today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the NFL season without having to worry about managing your roster, waiver wires, and more. So what are you waiting for? Head to the DraftKings app and sign up with code VEGAS and start playing best ball today. Join the DraftKings $10 million Best Ball Tournament only on DraftKings with code VEGAS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details.
Check out the VSiN store for the latest and greatest in sports betting fashion. We have more than 40 shirt designs, including our most popular one. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. You'll find VSiN shirts and hats for any occasion, and they're all made to order, so you can find the right design, color, and size perfect just for you. You'll find VSiN hats and even VSiN coffee mugs all in our online store. Just go to VSiN.com/store and order now. That's VSiN.com/store.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft, and if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I register because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.